Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today I am thrilled to have with us Manoli Lagos, founder and CEO of The Living Fuel. Manoli, welcome.
Thank you for having me, George. It's an honor to be here.
Well, it's our honor to have you on IdeaGen TV and for the millions of people that watch IdeaGen TV. Exciting to hear from you because you bring this incredibly powerful concept, company, impact, and on and on. And what I'm excited about is getting all of those details out to our global audience. And so digging right in, could you tell our global audience, Manoli, a little bit about what you are doing and also what Living Fuel is doing?
Yeah. So The Living Fuel, it's a wellness consulting business. We're founded in Miami, Florida, and we work with corporations and schools all over the U.S. to do corporate wellness programs. We also work with a handful of people privately with our one-on-one coaching programs. And essentially, our mission is to help people get healthy, and we do it through a holistic lens. And we'll talk about what those pillars look like, I'm sure, in a second. But, you know, my passion's health and wellness through, you know, my own challenges that I've had in my mid-20s. I've had a lot of health issues and I've overcome them all. And, you know, luckily that's taught me a lot. And I've put those learnings into fueling our business and into our programs that have helped hundreds of thousands of people now.
And that really is the essence of understanding, you know, how did you get to this point? How did you launch this incredible business that's impacting so many people? And maybe we can get a little bit deeper on your journey. Manoli, what is your journey and how do you end up here?
Yeah, so it was funny. I never saw myself as an entrepreneur, even though it ran in my family's blood. My dad was an entrepreneur. I, you know, was working for a big company, PricewaterhouseCoopers. I was doing consulting for 6 years, traveling a lot, working a pretty high stress job. And in my fifth, sixth year, I started to get a lot of symptoms of burnout. At the time, I had no idea what burnout really was, but I was waking up after 8 or 9 hours of sleep, feeling exhausted. I had a hypothyroid issue. So in my mid-20s, I knew something was up to have a thyroid imbalance. I had autoimmunity. I was getting sick all the time, and I really just couldn't figure it out and get to the bottom of it. So I actually started just to take my health a little bit more seriously through my own learnings, through seeing some holistic practitioners in New York, did, you know, a lot of nutrition and lifestyle work, and was able to get myself fully healthy without medications in about 6 to 9 months. And that was a huge awakening for me that, you know, I kind of saw food as more of medicine after that, not as just purely fuel for your body, calories in, calories out, as we've been taught. Right. So I saw it as so much more, and that actually got me intrigued. And I think that led to me going back to school, pursuing nutrition while I was a full-time consultant. And then I just started coaching people because I found it really natural. I loved, you know, coaching friends and family, whether they wanted to lose weight, whether they just wanted more energy, they were, you know, having sleep issues, stress, you know, that just wasn't something that they could handle. I was helping people naturally, and you know, a few clients turned into 5, 10, 15, 20. And then at one point I realized I was so busy with my side hustle and I was so much more passionate about it. I found myself in my free time reading nutrition articles, sending my family stuff, you know, researching new supplements. And I was like, why don't I just do this full time? And when I felt comfortable, I made that leap and started the coaching business, which was mostly working with people one-on-one. And then my ultimate dream was to help companies like PwC, because those are the employees that I feel like the people that need it most, right? They're working high stress jobs. They're eating out all the time. They're not sleeping in their, you know, in their bed because they're traveling. So their routine is very off. So I figured I could help those people the most. And, you know, now, you know, 4 or 5 years later, we are working with some of the big companies. Deloitte is one of our clients. So it's pretty cool to see things come full circle. And that's essentially what pushed me into this space.
What an incredible journey. And as I understand it, The Living Fuel is built on 5 pillars. love to hear what those five pillars are.
Yeah. Yeah. So nutrition, as I mentioned before, such a big one, right? The fuel, the food that we put into our body, right? That one's not a surprise. Our environment is number two, right? The physical environment that shapes our daily habits. Also, you know, things that are commonly swept under the rug in our environment are things like household toxins. A lot of us aren't really aware of all the potential harmful things that can be in the average household. So I help educate people around that. Movement is the third pillar, right? It's not just exercise, it's movement as a whole that's really important for longevity and staying healthy. Mental health, you know, that's through COVID, we've seen that mental health is of the utmost importance right now, from stress and anxiety to, you know, the way that people manage their mental health state and their emotions is super, super important for us. And the last one, sleep. And this one is kind of swept under the rug as well, especially in corporate culture, where we're taught that the longer that we're working and the less that we sleep, sometimes that's actually glorified in the corporate work culture. And, you know, that was one of the things that I think contributed to, you know, the illnesses that I was suffering in my mid-20s. So sleep is absolutely pivotal. And it's one of those five big pillars.
Incredible, Manoli. And so when we talk about these pillars, these five pillars, I think it's important for us to understand and ask the question, are the pillars weighted equally? And how do you manage one when another is out of place?
Yeah, I think it's a good question. It's tough to answer it, but I know my gut is telling me that without good sleep, good nutrition, and movement, a movement protocol, it's going to be really hard to really optimize your health and just to be operating at that 90, 95, 100% that everybody wants to be at. So I feel like those would be weighted the most heavily. However, you know, without proper mental health, without, you know, good relationships in your life, without the environmental perspective, it's hard to really achieve that highest level of, you know, feeling good and optimized energy and just really thriving on a daily basis. So I would say nutrition is usually the first thing that we tackle in our programs, whether it's our corporate wellness programs, whether it's our one-on-one programs. I just think it's the foundation, right? It's the fuel that we put into our body. And every meal is an opportunity to feel that much better. So nutrition is definitely number one. And then that movement and sleep, you know, are pivotal. And you can't really argue with those as well. You know what it's like to wake up after 6 hours of sleep, right? You just don't feel the same as 7 or 8. So everybody's a little different with sleep, but I find that is also really important in, you know, getting our energy levels up every day.
That's right. And while you seek and strive to empower the individual, how does the social impact affect all of these elements in achieving the five pillars, which are the living fuel?
Yeah, that's another great question. I think the social element is becoming more and more important, especially we saw through COVID, the amount of people suffering from loneliness, right? During quarantine, a lot of my clients were saying the hardest thing they felt was not being able to talk to people, right? We are social creatures. And I find that having social relationships, strong ones that lift you up, is extremely, extremely important when it comes to long-term health. In fact, I'm sure you're familiar, George, with the blue zones. These are the places on Earth where people live the longest, and they've studied them to see why these people are living to be over 100 years old. And one of the big commonalities is that they all have a strong sense of community. So we know these people congregate together, they have dinner together, they celebrate things together. And I think that's one of the secrets that allows these people to live long, healthy lives.
That's right. Very familiar with the blue zones. And I think as you look at areas in the world where these blue zones are located, I think the social fabric in those areas is, as I understand it, one of the key commonalities that they have, in addition to diet and levels of stress and sleep and all of the things that you alluded to. And I think that's a very important piece to really hone in on. And as you know, at IdeaGen, we're focused on helping create awareness as well for the United Nations global goals, those 17 global goals that were unanimously agreed to by all 193 member states of the United Nations, including the United States of America. What I love about these goals is that they're not political in any way. They are the goals. And you can come at them from any direction with ideas to help achieve the goals. But ultimately, the world agrees that these 17 global goals that culminate with global partnerships and begin with ending poverty, we look at these goals as sort of a North Star, right? Nutrition is one of those, health and wellness. It's a big piece of everything we do. It's the center. Without your health, things become very, very difficult. And so goal number three is good health and well-being. That's goal number three. How are you using the Living Fuel platform to generate the most impact toward achieving this goal?
Yeah, you know, basically, I feel like it's my duty now to spread the knowledge that I've learned through my own healing journey and through the thousands of people that we've helped in our coaching programs. So our goal is to really spread this knowledge to as many people as possible. And I just remember how helpless I felt when I had this diagnosis of a hypothyroid autoimmunity. I felt like my world was crumbling before me. I'm sure a lot of you all have felt this as well. If you've had a diagnosis, they can be scary, right? And I felt a little helpless, and I eventually gained my confidence back through, you know, understanding my body and understanding all of these pillars that we just talked about. So our goal as a business is just to spread the knowledge and to help people and empower people to take their health into their own hands. We do that through, you know, our podcast platform, our social media platforms, our website, our coaching programs, the corporations that we work with. Sometimes we get to work with thousands of people at a time. So it's really a blessing and an opportunity that we get to make an impact like this. And, you know, I think also every day I try to live and breathe what I coach, and, you know, so does my team. And that's another way is that we lead by example through, you know, those pillars that we believe in.
And so you're working with many of the world's leading companies. And as you're working with these companies, what specific types of services do you offer?
Yeah, so we do corporate wellness programming, and that's really what we're leaning into the most because we can make a large impact with these corporations. And as I mentioned before, I feel like, you know, banking, finance, consulting, these are high stress jobs. So we like to help those people that need it the most. And we do everything from one-on-one coaching with the employees to group coaching to large seminars. We do wellness events. We do steps challenges. We do other wellness challenges. So we combine our services into a package. We customize it based on what that company needs the most. You know, if they're a high stress group that has, you know, a lot of expectations and they feel like work-life balance is really tough for them, then we want to focus on mental health, stress management techniques right from the get-go. So every company is a little bit different in how we shape those programs, but largely they're based off those services that I just mentioned.
That's right. And when we look at your services, how do you distinguish between the corporate versus the individual sort of private sessions? Is there a distinction between those two?
Yeah, it's so interesting. You know, at first I thought there was when I was creating the different models and the service lines, but now that we've been in the space for about 6 years, we really treat the individual and the business the same in the fact that they're all very bio-individual, and each business has its own challenges and each person has its own challenges as well. So we like to customize our programs, and they're completely structured the same, whether it's on the individual level or on the large scale corporate level, because we think every, you know, person in every business is very unique. So that's why we customize those programs.
And Manoli, you know, there's a lot of different maladies health-wise that really you hear about every single day. Obviously, the biggest is cancers and all of the things that are attributed to that. and the journey of so many people, like my own mother, who lost her battle to breast cancer last year. And, you know, there is a correlation in many instances with diet and with the way you live and the things you eat. Of course, you know, yeah. It's one and the same. And I wonder what you're seeing in terms of what individuals and even macro trends with the companies that you're dealing with, what are folks dealing with? What are they struggling with the most when it comes to diet and health? And what can they do to improve this?
Yeah, so this is the million-dollar question. I think it really all comes down to how our bodies are functioning at the very cellular level, right? Our mitochondria within each cell are the things that make energy in our body. I feel like that is the largest congruence and commonality among all the people that we see is they're struggling with energy production, and it's been labeled as chronic fatigue syndrome. If you know, you've felt brain fog or crashing in the afternoon, it's very, very common that people are starting to suffer from this, and it's becoming, I think, one in two people now. So chronic fatigue, I think, is at the root. And the reason that we're suffering from chronic fatigue is largely a lot of those things that you had mentioned, George, nutrition, right? Our food system, Americans are getting 40% of their calories from highly processed foods. One in two Americans are diabetic or pre-diabetic. Those are all related to the fuel that we're putting in our body. So we educate people around making good food choices. And it's not always about being perfect and cooking all your own foods. You know, there's ways to do this, whether you're traveling 5 days a week, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you're just, you know, an average guy who, you know, doesn't really know the first thing about nutrition. There's really, really easy steps that we coach our clients through just to make it very applicable and to make it not overwhelming. Because I think in this world of nutrition, there's so many do's and don'ts, and, you know, there's all these new diets and these trends, and it's very, very confusing for people. So I think one of the first things that we like to do is break it down, simplify everything, and just help people make good choices. And one of the simplest things that we do is have people look out for highly refined oils in their food, things like canola, sunflower, safflower oil. These are all heavily processed oils that cause inflammation in the body. So if you're picking up a protein bar at the grocery store, you can just check the back label and the ingredients list and see if it has any of these common oils, right? That's one of the first things that we can coach people to do. Anybody can do this. And we have healthy swaps for all of these foods, whether it's cookies, candies, chips. The health industry has now made really, really good foods accessible. So that's one of the things that we love to empower our clients with is our food swaps list that essentially gives them the key to healthy food alternatives for the traditionally unhealthy foods.
Absolutely phenomenal to hear from you, Manoli Lagos, the CEO and founder of The Living Fuel. It is remarkable, and I'm certain incredibly rewarding for you to be changing people's lives so that they live a more happy, healthy, and successful life. I mean, we take for granted that we get an education and we, you know, we put so much time into all these other things. And sometimes it's just hard to believe that we, as either educated or as aware or whatever word you want to put in there, as aware we are of what it is that we're eating or, you know, being part of in terms of this community of food that we're eating, that sometimes we're making the wrong choices. Sometimes it's not very clear. Like you just mentioned processed oils, you know, how aware are people that these oils then cause inflammation and then ultimately cause you a health malady, you know, and then it may or may not be too late. I'm sad that we're concluding this interview because it feels like we're just getting started. We'll have to bring you back on to IdeaGen TV. But in the interim, I'd like to ask you, what is your call to action for our global audience? And as a follow-up to that, where, and maybe most importantly, where can individuals and corporations across the planet find out more about what you're doing at The Living Fuel?
Awesome. Thank you, George. So, you know, you can find us on our website. It's www.thelivingfuel.com. And my call to action is simply, if you feel like you're not performing or feeling your best every day when you wake up, then, you know, this is your opportunity to invest in yourself and invest in your health, whether you're an employee, whether you own a company and you feel the same for your employees, or whether you're just an average person who just wants to feel better and perform better on a daily basis. You can find more of our content as well on our social platforms at The Living Fuels, our handle on Instagram and TikTok. And our website is the best place to book a consultation. And that's www.thelivingfuel.com.
Manoli Lagos, founder and CEO of The Living Fuel, changing the world. Thank you so very much for all you're doing to impact not only individuals, but entire corporations. It's just remarkable. Thank you.
Thank you, George.